what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game.
Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished.
This is Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
X about me. X about me.
With Professional Sutton.
You already know.
Chris G.
My homie.
And the Rucker Report.
My family, what up?
They for real.
All straight with no chaser.
Let the games begin.
Let's go. Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. So, as you know, I'm a 49ers fan, and I'm pissed. Yes, I'm pissed. What's up to everybody? Because what I'm watching is a debacle on all levels for my 49ers. Wait. Don't say nothing. I know you're ready to say, well, but the season is just starting. You guys had a lot of injuries last year. So much going on. No, I don't want to hear none of that, okay? The problem is Kyle Shanahan has been getting too much slack. Kyle Shanahan has been allowed to, I don't want to say manipulate, but Kyle Shanahan has been allowed too much room when you're talking about running the San Francisco 49er organization. Now, when Jimmy G first got there, I get it. You know, he was able to turn our club around. Jimmy G spelled out 6 wins. Okay. So that was that. Cool. All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. But then the following year, Jimmy G gets hurt towards ACL. We had to have different backups in that line of rotation. Mullins. I can't even think of my man name. I don't want to say Berthard, but Berthard. And just trying to figure it out. But 49ers and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan said, nope, Jimmy G's our guy. We don't need to go after a backup that can potentially start. We're going to go with these group of guys and we're going to ride it out. So we rolled it out. We rolled it out 2019 season, which was a great season, by the way. We went on to win the NFC Championship, smoking the Packers, which I was always happy because we swept them that year. And then we made it to the Super Bowl. Now, here is where I get pissed. If you don't know, Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, who were up 28-3 on the New England Patriots. Yes, 28-3. Now, being a Tom Brady fan, I was excited at the same time because I'm watching history take place. I'm like, wow, they are really about to come back and make this monumental effort that we haven't seen. It's going to go down in the record books. And I said, no, there's no way the Falcons are going to let this happen. Because they are professionals here. That's not going to happen at all. You know? And this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, no, there is no way that the Atlanta Falcons are going to let this happen. I was kind of optimistic. Maybe I was. I don't know. So I'm watching. And shout out to my boy Chris G, who's another host on the show. He said, well, listen. One, I'm not watching because he hates Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the GOAT, by the way, anyway. He said, one, I'm not watching because I don't want to see Tom Brady do anything. If there's a Tom Brady Super Bowl, I'm not watching. And he said, I don't care what the score is. Matt Ryan is going to find a way to choke it up. He said, I know everybody call him Matty Ice, but I call him Matty Peanut Butter because that's what he eats in big games. I say, nah, Chris, I don't know, man. This is really prolific offense. They got Julio. You know, at the time they had Devontae Freeman, he said, and he pointed to me. Y'all can't see me. He said, watch this. Watch what happened. Sure enough, he was correct. The offensive coordinator on that Falcons team was Kyle Shanahan. So when we got Kyle Lewis, I was a bit skeptical. I was like, I watched how he coached the Falcons in the Super Bowl. People said, yeah, but that was with Matt Ryan. You know, it was just a little different to the Patriots. And, Bill Belichick. I said, okay, I'll run with it. I'm cool. So then he get us to the Super Bowl. Fourth quarter up by 10. Now, again, this is another Herculean effort by Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm sitting there watching the game slip away. Because what got us there, Kyle Shanahan starts to deviate from, which is our running game. Instead of Kyle Shanahan saying, you know what? I'm going to make sure we do our best to continue to run and to continue to throw these guys off. He said, nope, I'm just going to keep throwing the ball. And guess what he did against the Patriots? He deviated from his game plan. So now we're sitting there like, okay, well, as a 49er fan, it was more than we expected. We're not in, you know, the doghouse. We went to the Super Bowl, but we don't want to just get there anymore. We want to win it. So then the following season came, we had COVID. COVID rattled a lot of teams because people didn't play. People were scared. And if you know, the 49ers, we were, I mean, just ravaged with injuries last year, including our rookie of the year, Nick Bosa. And just having to play with whoever was out there. Jimmy G ended up getting hurt. Kittle was up and down. Only guy I know that probably played, you know, full season was probably Fred Warner. That's it. And some other guys, too, springing them in there. So, you know, people say, well, Kyle Shanahan didn't have a lot of his guys last year. And after making a Super Bowl run, you know, poor 49ers. Poor 49ers. So, again, that was another excuse. You know, that was another excuse. But, okay. So, this year. And even when we were on our Super Bowl run, I said, I'm not convinced. Well, but you guys made it to the Super Bowl. What's the matter? Well, one, we made it because of our defense, right? Two, we didn't have one of our main key ingredients, Buckner, with us coming back. So that was another thing, okay? So I said, all right, you know, cool. That's what it is. We don't have, you know, Buckner. Things happen, you know, so we end up drafting Kinlaw. I said, cool. Again, he's not Buckner, but we can work him. In doing that, I said, our offense isn't predicated. Let me take that back. Our offense isn't for Jimmy G. People say, how? I said, our offense is kind of like Kansas City, kind of like Baltimore. You need a mobile quarterback because our offense is, it's really made for a mobile quarterback because there's a lot of deception. There's a lot of timing. There's a lot of things that can, you know, get the defense off balance by having a mobile running back, quarterback. What you do is you keep the defense honest. So, for example, for the people that are like, I don't understand what that means. It means that the defensive of schemes that have to be ran, it's a little different. You know, like you just can't do what you want to do because you're taking the risk of being beat. You know, so when you have a team who's playing a mobile QB 9 out of 10 times, you're like, all right, well, we're going to chill out. We're going to play a little zone because we don't want you to beat us deep. We're going to go cover two. And if you beat us over that, then, hey, so be it. But what happened is a lot of defense is like, well, shoot, guess what? We can play man. Because you ain't going to throw it to nobody. Quarterback ain't mobile. So we could play man. We can go up with you guys. What's up? Or guess what? We could play a little cover too. You know you ain't going to do anything. And we might even creep a guy in the box. So, you know, a lot of times you see a lot of teams with almost 8 guys in the box because they know if we blitz Jimmy G, he can't run it out. He's not going to scramble and throw the ball on a run. So there's no threat there. And at first I was like, I'm not mad at Jimmy G. I just think that we just need to tweak our offense a little bit. And then let's jump back. Jimmy G was hurt. Being that Jimmy G was hurt, mentally, whenever you get hurt, I don't care what you do, all right? I just want to preface this. Like, I'm not disrespecting anybody that made a professional team at all. I'm not saying Jimmy G's soft. I'm not calling him a punk. I know a lot of people have been saying that. Oh, he's this, he's that. I'm not going to say that because I never made All-State, never made All-American. But I'm watching from a person who loves sports, who played it and gave it his all, but also understanding the game. And I said, our defense isn't, our offense isn't predicated to work for a QB who drops back and throw. But I said, what we could do is we can create an offense around Jimmy G. So this is before Trey Lance. Everybody said, no, our offense is working. We got to the Super Bowl. I said, well, we got to the Super Bowl because we had some running backs. But also, Jimmy G was kind of mobile, okay? But once he got hurt, Jimmy G wasn't really running. Again, psychologically, he just wasn't the same. So now, this year, I said, hey, since we got Trey, because before this, you know, the season, I said, we better get Trey Lance, which we did, or we better get a mobile quarterback. If we get Matt Jones, I'm leaving. I was pissed. It just doesn't fit us. So we got Trey, and I'm happy. So I said, okay, well, this is what can happen and what should happen. What should happen is Kyle Shanahan should sit down with Jimmy G and Trey. Say, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. Trey, you're going to learn under Jimmy G. You don't have to learn about the mobile quarterback. You don't have to learn about, you know, changing your game. But you're going to learn the game of playing at a professional level, at a high level from Jimmy G, who has done it, who has studied under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That's what you're going to do. Our plays are going to be revolved around Jimmy G, who is not mobile, but he can get the ball out there. And I tell people, when you ever watch Jimmy G play, right, when you ever watch Jimmy G play and he's under pressure, Jimmy G gets it out there. When he's played fast paced, no huddle, let's go. That's Jimmy G's game. Jimmy G is known for, let me get the ball, boom, let me get that out. Boom, 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 boom. That's his game. Now, if you want to throw a little bit of reverse screens, cool. But let Jimmy G play his game with dink and dunk. Like Tom Brady, for example, he's not mobile, but he's going to get the ball out there, right? And I think that's why people looked at Jimmy G coming from Tom Brady, or why he was in New England, like, oh, this really, he's really good. It's because, again, like they said in boxing, fighters make the fight. And in football, players, you know, and plays make the team. Okay, if you got a player who has good plays that suit him, like Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, like I mentioned, Lamar Jackson. When you have Russell Wilson, the plays to support these players, guess what? You're going to see productivity. You're going to see these players win a lot of games. Cincinnati right now, great record. Why? Because they understand Joe Burrow needs these set of plays, and this book needs to be for him. I don't care what Tommy the Tank is doing after him. I don't care what Carson Palmer did before him. This is Joe Burrow now. So we need to devise the offense around him. And I don't think that Kyle Shanahan is doing that. Now, again, I was really critical with Jimmy G. I think mentally he's a bit scarred because of his injury. If you ever watch him throw, sometimes he throws on his back foot. Sometimes he seems indecisive. I think Jimmy G's has to be quick, boom, slants, go. Let's go. Let's get this really high-tempo offense. Get it in there. Get it in there. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. That's what worked. And I know I sound crazy. I said, for our offense, bring back this split backfield when we used to run with Garrison Hurst. You know, old school 49ers. Roger Craig, the West Coast offense. Let Jimmy G go. Let Jimmy G sit back there. Boom. See what he, boom. Okay, cool. Throw it. Boom, 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 boom. Run, run, run. Guess what? Got eight guys in a box. I'm throwing it over your head. Boom. That's how it needs to be. But if you're running reverses, no one's, first of all, if you see a reverse, you know damn well that running back, that slot receiver, who's ever in motion getting the ball, or Jimmy G is going to pass. So what we're going to do, we're going to brace ourselves and wait for them to come. We're not going to blitz up. We're going to see it. We're going to back up, because only two things are going to happen. You're going to throw it, or the guy that's in motion is going to get the ball. Because we know Jimmy G is not running on a bootleg. But guess what? When you put Trey back there, you know Trey's a threat. So now you got three things to worry about, because one of those things could lead to a huge play and or touchdown. But when you're doing it with Jimmy G, you're like, okay, this is just a regular run play. Why are you even wasting your time? And I was critical with Jimmy, and I still am a bit because of his decision making. But this is when we need to sit back and say, guess what? This ain't working for us. It's not working. So guess what? We need to make sure that the playbook is devised around Jimmy G. And in one of my 49er groups, someone said, well, these plays are made for Trey. These plays ain't made for Trey just yet. Trey ain't ready for this just yet. We need to adjust. If you're in the NFL and you're a pro, well, let's just say you're at any job. If you're at any job and something happened, is not working, are you going to stay with the same manuscript? Are you going to stay with the same thing that's not helping you win? No, because what you're going to do is you're going to change your style up. You're going to say, guess what? I'm going to go with this now because this stopped working. I'm not going to stay with the same thing. I'm losing money. I'm losing time. I'm losing my patience. No, I'm going to do something different, because that something different is going to help me win and be productive, especially if I have the pieces in. Come on. That's like having an iPhone, right? That's like creating a new iPhone and saying, oh, man. But we want to put this flip capability in the phone. No, why? It's not working. Nobody wants the flip capability no more. We already have the infrastructure to do what we need to do. So we're not putting a flip. But then you're saying, it's missing something. There's no camera. And you're still saying, dang, I don't understand how people are able to have their phones and it looks nice and people are happy. How are we losing customers? Clients, they're going to a different, you know, company. They're going to a different, they're getting a different product because we didn't take the time and say, oh, people are using their phones for cameras now. Let's add the camera feature. We don't even have to add the best camera, but let's add a feature that when people are using it, they feel like everything is all inclusive. And that's what we're not doing right now with our offense. We're not using Jimmy G for what he should be doing. Quick, fast pace. We have the receivers. We have small guys. I know people said, you know, we don't have the big guys to go over top. That's okay. We got Ayuk, who has not been even in the offense like he should be. Because Jimmy G continues to throw to one, maybe two guys per game. That's it. And no knock on Debo. I love Debo. Throw it to Debo. That's fine. Get Debo the ball. But what you're not doing is making sure everybody in our offense is getting a touch that should be getting a touch. That should be getting a touch. And then someone said, well, are we turning Ayuk to the next Pettis? Well, we turned Pettis into Pettis because, again, one is injuries too, but Jimmy G was just so fixated on one receiver. Once he get that one receiver, then he's like, "I'm that's my safety net." No. But you know why? Because our offense is so stagnant and so basic. It's basic enough where if you know they don't have a mobile QB, this offense is not going to work. So this is why you see 49ers looking crazy and stupid. Now, our offense would be better if we had a mobile QB. Let's just say Trey understood everything. He comes in like Kaepernick came in, ready to go. Boom. That's when the offense works. But you can't tell me, you can't put, you know, honey on shit and say that it's a nice toaster strudel. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's all they're doing. They're just masking things that shouldn't be masked. And now people blaming Jimmy G. Some of that is cool, but we need to take the onus and put it back on Kyle Shanahan, because this is Kyle Shanahan's fault. As the offensive guru, people was claiming he was, okay? As this quarter, as this coach of the future, time is up now, Kyle. I think that you done wasted enough of our time now. Am I calling for an immediate firing like some of the other Niners are? No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is, if Kyle doesn't get his stuff together right now, hey, John Lynch, what are you going to do? You're on the hot seat too. Now, some people say, well, I've seen this before. It's, you know, it's not Tom Sula. It's not Chip Kelly. It's not Singletary. That's true. At least with Singletary, we know what we had. He had a good defense. So we had something. We always had a good defense. But we didn't have a good offense around those times. We have a good offense, and that's the problem. We have an offense, but Kyle is not utilizing it the way he should be utilizing it. The reason why he was so successful with the Falcons was because of the type of offense that was around Matt Ryan. And guess what? Julio wasn't even his go-to guy at that point. But he was able to spread the ball around. He was able to spread the ball around. Now, people say, well, we also have some issues with our blocking. Yeah, but come on. Kyle Shanahan needs to put something in place where Jimmy G can feel comfortable, where it could be spread out for him, where he knows, okay, I got this option, I got that option. But you're putting plays in there for a mobile QB, and you know Jimmy's not running nothing. Why would you do that? And also, not only that, but you can potentially get him hurt. You can potentially get him hurt. He's not comfortable back there. Come on now. That's like me going to a Russian conference and to talk about something I love. Yes, I know about therapy. I know about mental health. I know about sports. But I have to deliver it in their native Russian language. I'm going to fail. It's crazy. So, Kyle, you need to do something about this. People need to say, okay, Kyle Shanahan, nah, this ain't working. This ain't working. We need to make this work for Jimmy G. Let's ask him what he wants. Quick plays. Let's get it to him. Then you start to throw in some of the reverses. Then you start to open it up. But let's get him comfortable first. You know, one, two, drop. One, two, three, step back, boom, throw. Get the ball, one, two, out of there. These seven step drop back passes ain't working for him. It's not working. One, two, three, boom. One, two, three, boom. If it ain't there, throw it away. It's taking way too much time. That could lead to a lot of injuries. That's led to a lot of fumbles, turnovers, killing us. And I know some people say, yeah, but it's also the defense. I'm not even talking about the defense because our defense had a little lapse. Okay, but our defense still keep us in the game. But you can't win if you can't score. And we aren't scoring much. We aren't scoring much. We also got to keep our defense fresh. We got to make sure that our defense, you know, isn't out there, you know, for too long. As soon as they give the ball back, then guess what? We giving it right back. Now they got to come on. And that all revolves around our offense. So 3 points I want to say. One, Kyle Shanahan need to change the offense up. Make sure that it revolves around Jimmy G and what he likes. What I propose, again, I'm not perfect. A faster running offense. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. Get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out. And then on that note, also after that, we got to fix Jimmy G. We have to make him comfortable. He's not comfortable. You know, we got a new quarterback coming in who, frankly, is not ready yet. And that's fine. He's a QB of the future. But also, he can't learn if his starting quarterback is hurt, is not aware of himself, doesn't set a good team and vibe in the chemistry in the locker room. My dog is coming in here bothering me. But also, we also have to make sure that we are playing hard. We're not playing hard because guess what? We have too much going on. Too many distractions. At the end of the year, we need to reevaluate what we're going to do with this team. What are we going to do? We have a good, solid team. Do we keep Kyle? Who do we get? Who is out there that can help us? I don't want to hear no McDaniels from the Patriots either. No, we'll be good. No. We need someone that we know is going to make sure that they fit with what we got going on. That's going to be able to make this team a lot better than what is going now. So with that being said, I'm going to ride out. I just had to get myself together because I was so pissed off. All right. So on that note, thanks again for tuning in to another edition of Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast. On behalf of Chris G, the Ruck Report, I am your boy, Professional Sutton. I will see you soon.
Hey. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game.
Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished.
This is Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.
X about me. X about me.
With Professional Sutton.
You already know.
Chris G.
My homie.
And the Rucker Report.
My family, what up?
They for real.
All straight with no chaser.
Let the games begin.
Let's go. Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast.